dying blood-bought. I am Holy Ghost-taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood-bought. I am Holy Ghost-taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and I'm reading to you this week from my brand new book, How You Can Pray in the End of Days, and My Call to Help the Prayers. I've just described a meeting in April 1967 where I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, where other people from who were just brand new to things in those days, we were in Brother Hagin's 10-day seminar, and we had a day when he invited Clara Grace to speak. And Clara Grace, in her speaking that night, she was a prophetess at the time. She was 75 years old, and that night she said, "This is a, you know why you're here?" And she named the places from Minneapolis, California, and faraway places. She said, "It's a gathering of the chiefs of God's army." Oh, I didn't mean to say that. Of the chiefs of the clan. She said it by the Spirit. And I often jokingly say, if you'd have been there that night, you'd have had prayer for God, because they didn't look like chiefs of the clan. But I look back now and I know, I see people who were there and I know what happened in their lives. Phil and Fern Halverson, Vicki Jameson, Harley Fidler, Jeannie Wilkerson, Lowell and Bobby Furry, Buddy and Pat Harrison, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, myself and others. It was an amazing meeting of only 150 people, but we didn't know it really. But that night she prophesied and she gave a great vision that she'd had of the church of the last days and its glory. Without our knowledge then, and I only became aware of it just a short time ago, a rare event occurred in the heavens in the early morning hours of April 24th, 1967, the very day Sister Grace gave this prophecy. I am sure scientifically minded people around the world observed the blood moon eclipse of April 24th, 1967. I'm almost assured that the 150 or so people in that meeting with Clara Grace were oblivious to it. And I am sure still that even those scientifically minded people who did watch it and who knew it was the first blood moon in a tetrad had not the slightest inkling of its spiritual significance. I would venture to say that almost no one on earth knew the Creator had arranged for a sign in the heavens of the events about to take place in Israel, the events of the miraculous Six-Day War. I certainly knew nothing about the eclipse. In fact, I did not even know that the evening of April 24, 1967 was the evening of Passover Pesach. Nor did I know that Jews all over the world were celebrating the traditional Seder meal that the Lord told Israel to observe forever in Exodus 12:24. Of course, after the Lord in the 1970s made clear to me the part of my call that is to Israel, and then when he sent me to Israel to study Hebrew in the land in the 1980s, during my learning process, I learned about God's calendar, which he revealed in Leviticus 23 and which he charged Israel to keep. The Jews have faithfully kept the seven Moeds appointed times on that prophetic calendar: Passover, Pesach, Feast of Unleavened Bread, First Fruits, Pentecost, Hebrew Shavuot, Trumpets, Day of Atonement, and Tabernacles, Hebrew Sukkot. These are the Moeds, seven Moeds on God's calendar. Moed in Hebrew means an appointed time, a fixed time. The first mention of the word in the Bible is in the account of the creations of the fourth day, Genesis 1:14. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years." God invented time, and those are time words. "And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth," and it was so. "And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also." The word translated seasons in verse 14 is moeds in the original Hebrew. He said that he made these lights for signs and for seasons. He made them for moeds, fixed times, appointed times, dates that God circles on his calendar. The sun, the moon, and the stars are for signs and for moeds. God is a sign-giving God. Moeds are the appointed dates on God's calendar, the significant dates He has circled on His prophetic calendar of redemption, the days set apart from all other days in the year, the holy days, therefore our word, holidays. We see the word moed again in Leviticus 23, where God delineates that calendar and its moeds. In the following verses, I have inserted the word moed, and I will when I read it to you, where a form of it is used in the original Hebrew text. Leviticus 23:2. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, the moeds of Jehovah, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my moeds. These are the moeds of the Lord, holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons, their moeds. In the 14th day of the first month at evening is the Lord's Passover. Consider now the following substantiating verse from the Psalms concerning the moon and moeds, God's appointed times. In Psalm 104:19, it says, He appointed the moon for moeds. Blood moon tetrads. It was in 2009 or so that I just happened to hear about blood moon tetrads and the extreme rarity of their occurring on the moeds of God's calendar. I first heard about them on Reverend J.R. Church's television program, Prophecy in the News. I vaguely knew of J.R. Church. He was a pastor in Oklahoma City, but I could count on the fingers of one hand how many times I'd watched the broadcast. On the episode, I just happened to see a pastor, Mark Biltz, was visibly excited as he shared about his then-recent discovery. The following excerpt is from his introduction to a book he published in 2014 on the blood moons, but it iterates what he shared on Church's broadcast. In 2008, something radical happened. In March, I saw, this is Mark Biltz, I saw on the internet an incredible total lunar eclipse over the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. I had read all the Bible verses in Isaiah, Joel, the Gospels, Revelation about the moon turning to blood and the sun to sackcloth. I began to ponder the possibility of tying the eclipses mentioned to the coming of the Messiah. Because I love science and astronomy, I decided to look into the future occurrences of eclipses. I remembered that NASA has a list of eclipses that cover 5,000 years. I noticed 4 total lunar eclipses in a row for 2014 and 2015. I noted their dates on our calendar. One morning as I was praying, a thought popped into my head. Why don't I compare the dates of the eclipses on the NASA website to the dates on the biblical calendar? I was shocked to find that all 4 eclipses over both years, 2014 and 2015, fell on the biblical holidays, holy days, of Passover and the Feast of Tabernacles. I pulled up NASA's website to look up other times when there have been 4 consecutive blood moons, which are total lunar eclipses, where the moon appears blood red. NASA calls 4 total blood moons in a row a tetrad, and they list their occurrences. I noticed that there were none in the 1600s, 1700s, or even the 1800s. The last time there was a tetrad was in the 1900s, and to my amazement, they also fell on the feasts of Passover and Tabernacles. When I noticed the years these phenomena occurred, my mind began reeling. The last 2 times there were 4 blood moons in a row, they happened first right after Israel became a nation in 1948, and then again when Israel retook Jerusalem in 1967. Thousands of people, this is me talking now, Billy Brim, thousands of people learned of blood moon tetrads on God's moeds with the publishing in 2013 of Pastor John Hagee's New York Times best-selling book, 4 Blood Moons, Something is About to Change. In a television interview, Pastor Hagee said, and I quote, "There's a sense in the world that things are changing and God is trying to communicate with us in a supernatural way," Pastor Hagee told CBN News. "This is too much to be a happenstance." Now, I, Billy Brim, am saying this. Like these ministers and many others, I have researched NASA and other sites studying eclipses. I've also studied God's calendar and its moeds. You can see what I've learned about the latter in our publications, the Book of Daniel syllabus and the Book of Revelation syllabus. In my study of eclipses, the following is some of what I have learned. Lunar eclipses occur on average twice a year. There are three types: prenumbral, partial, and total. They usually occur in no particular order. An orderly sequence of four total eclipses with no others between is called a tetrad. During the period 1600 to 1900, there were no tetrads at all. During the 21st century, there are nine sets of tetrads. Tetrads are rare, but what is extremely rare is a tetrad of eclipses occurring on the Jewish feast dates, the God-marked moeds on his calendar. The three times these rare heavenly signs have appeared on those dates, they have marked a period of world-changing events connected to Israel. And they are 1493 and 1494, Passover and Tabernacles, Passover and Tabernacles. What happened in 1493 and 1494? After years of torture and murder, during the long years of the Spanish Inquisition, the Jews were robbed of their belongings and kicked out of Spain in the summer of 1492. At exactly the same time, Columbus sailed, eventually discovering a new world and a resting place for Jews until they would return to their promised land. The next tetrad goes all the way to the 1900s, 1949 and 1950, on Passover and Tabernacles. Passover and Tabernacles. What happened then? The state of Israel was reborn in May 1948. Israel's fledgling fighting forces were extremely outnumbered by the armies of the Arab states who attacked them. Yet Israel's War of Independence ended in victory for them in 1949. The first Passover celebrated in the old new state in her ancient promised land was marked by the start of a blood moon tetrad. And then 1967 and 1968, and the first one was on April 24th, 1967, the night of Clara Grace's prophecy to us. This tetrad marked the season of the miraculous Six-Day War and its dramatic outcome. Israel regained the old city of Jerusalem, the Western Wall, the Temple Mount. They were again possessors of the places where their ancient ancestors lived and worshipped. And now, as I write, in the spring of 2015, we are in the midst of the tetrad Mark Biltz discovered. World-shaking events in the Middle East are changing its very face, and we little know what is really happening on the grander scale in the end of days. We have had a blood moon tetrad begin on Pesach, Passover, April 15, 2014, Tabernacles, October 8, 2014, Passover, April 4, 2015, and now the last will be September 28th, 2015. An amazing thing that we'll talk about tomorrow is the solar eclipses that happen during these tetrads. But right now, I want to tell you how you can get this book, my new book, How You Can Pray in the End of Days, and my call to help the prayers. Just call us, telephone 1-800-972-3447, 1-800-972-3447. You may talk to Julie and just tell her you want Billy Graham's new book, How You Can Pray in the End of Days. $10, and we'll include the shipping. This is Billy Graham saying to you, shalom, shalom, until tomorrow, and we'll talk a little bit about the solar eclipses. Shalom.